بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله ألا تستعملني فضرب بيده على منكبي ثم قال يا أبا ذر إنك ضعيف وإنها أمانة وإنها يوم القيامة خزي وندامة إلا من أخذها بحقها وأدى الذي عليه فيها رواه مسلم. Continuing from the chapter we discussed yesterday about the prohibition of seeking authority and opting to reject positions of authority if it is not assigned to one person. But if some position of authority is assigned to a person and he did not request it, then there is no problem, no harm in him assuming that position. Or if there is no need for asking for a position, then too a person should not ask for a position of authority. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I asked, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you make me a governor? Appoint me as a governor. Rasulullah struck my shoulder with his hand. And then he said, O Abu Dharr, you are weak. And this is an amana, to have to assume a position of authority. It is amana, it is a trust. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will be a source of disgrace and remorse, nadama. Except for that person who assumed this position with its right. In other words, he fulfilled the position properly, dutifully. And he fulfills its the responsibilities that have come upon him. أَدَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا. Whatever responsibilities of leadership that has come upon him, if he fulfills it properly, then he has fulfilled this amanat, and then there won't be any disgrace for him on the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, it is a very daunting task, and therefore, that person who is weak, he should not assume these type of positions because it would be a cause of regret for him on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because he was unable to fulfill this amana. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنكم ستحرصون على الإمارة وستكون ندامة يوم القيامة رواه البخاري. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned you will be desirous of leadership. Just the Sahaba, and he said that all of you, in other words the Ummah, will be desirous of imara, of leadership. But it could be a source of remorse on the day of Qiyamah, as we explained, for those people who do not fulfill these responsibilities that leadership entails, and they are unjust when they assume positions of authority, they are unable to fulfill their task, then it becomes a means of khizy and nadamah for them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah forgive us, Allah protect us, Allah give us the ability to fulfill the amana that Allah Ta'ala has placed upon us. And if any person is in a position of authority, Allah give him the opportunity and the ability to fulfill this task properly. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.